Housing associations here say they provided over 3,000 social homes last year and that over half were newly built homes to people on the social housing waiting list. But they say that they need more land if they're to build more houses and are calling on the government to hurry up with setting up the Land Development Agency. Dr. Donal McManus is Chief Executive of the Irish Council for Social Housing, who represent housing associations. He's in our studio this morning. Donal, thank you very much for coming into us today.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks.
Just explain to us, how do housing associations provide homes?
Housing associations provide homes. They draw people to tenants from the local authority waiting list. Basically, the local authorities or councils assess people in housing need. Housing associations are set up to provide rental housing, affordable rental housing for families, for elderly people, people with disabilities and homeless households. So really they work closely with local authorities to draw tenants who are assessed by the local authorities and house them vis-a-vis nominations from the local authorities. So they work in partnership with local authorities and they use their finance to build and acquire properties for social housing.
There are lots of people or families who are struggling to rent a home or indeed, of course, to buy their own home. So who are the people that you see and that you help?
At the moment, we primarily house people on low incomes, people who qualify for social housing, generally people under 35, 40,000. At the moment, that's the target group. Going forward, we think the housing association can play a bigger role in what's called cost rental, the people who can't qualify for social housing and yet can't afford a home of their own. So we think this intermediate group is the next area that the housing association will be able to deliver housing in.
Now, you provided some 1,700 newly built homes last year. How did you do that? How did you provide them?
A mixture. One is whereby housing association commissions a consultant who then works to design a scheme. We then employ contractors to build homes. In other situations, housing association would be involved in joint ventures with the private sector, whereby the private sector bring forward sites and completed properties to housing association. Generally, typical model would be housing association would go for an expression of interest from the private sector because we don't have land ourselves. They bring forward land and completed units at a price and also quality and a time period. So it's different mechanisms. We could do it ourselves directly and also in partnership with the private sector as well.
So there's some 500 housing associations. Who pays then for the homes that you're building?
Yeah, the other 500 housing associations, really, our members, there's only about 270 active at the moment. So They're an older organisation that may not be active. Housing associations charge rent. There's a differential rent, an income-based rent. So they get similar income from rent from tenants. In terms of building the homes, we raise finance, loan finance from the Housing Finance Agency and housing financial institutions. So that's the model we have, unlike local authorities. So our model is raising loan finance at the moment, getting some support from the state, and then charging affordable rents for people in need of housing.
When you say affordable rents, can you give me an example?
Yeah, generally the average rents would be around €55 per week, generally for family type housing. For special needs housing, it's slightly higher with support services and so forth. But generally that's the affordable rent we see for social housing, around €55 per week. And certainly we think the whole idea of cost rental, we provide rental housing for people who can't afford a full private market rent, is the next area we'd like to get into.
How were you able to build more houses last year than local authorities, for example?
I think in terms of the options we use, obviously we use the traditional route of getting contractors and build homes. Also, we deal up in joint ventures with the private sector. And the private sector are willing to come back in repeat business, to come back and say, look, we like working with housing associations to manage the properties well, able to deliver. Not every scheme is perfect, but certainly we've been able to work well with the private sector in the last 5 years.
You say that the biggest barrier to building more homes is not a lack of construction workers, as we heard discussed over the last few days, but a lack of land. And you want the Land Development Agency, which isn't fully formed yet, to help in that regard. Can you explain?
I would say there is a capacity shortfall in the private construction industry. That is still there. And we all need it. We need the cake to be bigger to deliver. I think the Land Development Agency, we think, and we always thought was a very radical approach in terms of assembling land for social and affordable housing. housing. I think it's a key thing. We failed before with the Kenny report. We failed with the All-Party Committee on Constitution in 2004. And this is a practical vehicle of able to assemble land and for
ring fencing state land, isn't that right?
Yeah, state land. It could also be negotiating with other private owners as well. But certainly with state land, we think the Land Development Agency could have got a great coordinating road, being able to assemble that land for a social and affordable housing, because that's where our shortfall is at the moment.
Donal, thank you very much for coming into this morning. That's Dr. Donal McManus. He's Chief Executive of the Irish Council for Social Housing. It's 7:25.